Life as We Know It with Tom Walton.
We are just 3 days away from the magic of Christmas, 3 nights away from the sweet torment every 5-year-old in the land will feel at bedtime when they fight off the urge to sleep. They will struggle to stay awake just to get a glimpse of the man in the red suit landing his sleigh on the roof and bearing gifts. As always, sleep will overtake them before he gets there. It's one of the grandest traditions of the season, although I must admit there was a time I had my doubts. When I was a youngster, I wasn't sure about all the hype. Flying reindeer? A fat man squeezing his large self down our chimney? How did he cram visits to thousands of houses around the world into one night? What about houses without chimneys? Was he breaking and entering? A common criminal? Didn't the reindeer need an occasional break? Did Rudolph lose his rosy red glow after a few hours in the air? Apparently, even at that tender age, I was a journalist in training, a skeptic, a doubting Thomas. I feel your sympathy. Once I became an adult, however, with children of my own, I finally got it. The legend is real. How do I know? I finally opened my heart to the reality. I no longer worry that Santa is a myth. I know better. I no longer fight sleep on Christmas Eve, not because I don't want to see the big guy in person or snag a selfie with him. It's just that at my age, I'm asleep by 10. While Santa may be world famous, there are other Christmas traditions that are not as well known, at least in the United States. One of the more bizarre is Krampus Night in Austria. Krampus is a creature who roams the streets and scares the bejesus out of little kids who've been naughty. Krampus is described as a horned figure with a fearsome appearance. During Krampus Night, many people dress up as this frightening figure, wearing masks and costumes. They parade through the streets, ringing bells and making noise, to remind the little ones who've misbehaved that they'd better watch out, they'd better not cry, and they'd better not pout, or else. Sound familiar? Yikes, I'm still trying to wrap my head around the fact that Santa Claus, according to the song, sees me while I'm sleeping. In Iceland, 13 guys known as the Yule Lads deliver small gifts or treats to children who leave a shoe by their bedroom window. Naughty children might get a rotten potato. In Norway, people hide their brooms on Christmas Eve to prevent witches from borrowing them for a midnight ride. This quirky tradition is believed to keep evil spirits away during the holiday season. In the Philippines, families celebrate Christmas Eve with a game that provides fun and nourishment. The game involves throwing spring rolls, known as lumpia, at one's opponent. Lumpia, in case you were wondering, is a popular Filipino snack. Participants take turns trying to catch these tasty treats with their mouths. It probably won't become an Olympic sport anytime soon, but it does add an element of playful family competition to holiday festivities in Manila. Well, no matter how you celebrate it, have a very merry day on Thursday.
Life as We Know It is written and hosted by Tom Walton and is a production of WGTE Public Media. Life as We Know It with Tom Walton can be heard on WGTE FM 91 every Monday afternoon during All Things Considered at 5:44 p.m. or hear past episodes at wgte.org/life.